I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of that.
What age would you be?
Oh, what age, yeah. Okay. This one is, I'll give you the long answer and the short answer. The short answer is, I don't know. Okay. The Bible doesn't really tell us that. Some people speculate that we'll all look about 35 years of age. Now, for me, that's a good deal. But for the teenager, that's not such a good deal. So whatever it is, I guess we'll have to wait and find out. But we'll be satisfied with it. And, you know, if you're going to live forever, who cares what age you come up? The Lord is going to provide for us. With regard to children, we have reason to believe there will be children there. We have reason to believe that they will grow up. But to what extent, we don't know what that means. Do they grow up to 25 and stay there or what? But we do know that it talks about the children having parades with the animals, remember? And so children are going to be there. But what age, we'll have to wait and find out. All right, for the sake of the recording, I'll repeat the question. I thought I would go to see Jesus as soon as I die. The expression, now she's with Jesus. Not so, it says on here. Perhaps it is just a simplistic way to explain it. Perhaps because once we die, time stops until he returns. And so it will be just an instant later. Well, my answer to that is, with regard to what we've talked about in our past seminars, as soon as a person dies, for that individual, time ceases. So that's the end of time for them. And the next thing they will see is the face of Jesus. And either, you know, in the first resurrection or the second resurrection, they will see Jesus. But 100 years could pass, but for them, when they go down into the grave and they fall asleep, the next thing they know, oh, it's time to get up already? You know, it could be 100 years, it could be 200 years in between. But to them, they pick up. So, as far as they're concerned, the next thing they see after they fall asleep is Jesus and the coming of Jesus. Go ahead. All right, when we talked about the every eye shall see him, what we were referring to in particular was that the living would see him. All those on earth would see him coming in the clouds. The wicked who are on the earth, they will see him coming and run. And then they will die. They will join those wicked who are already dead. They do not wake up except for a certain few that are called, it's called the special resurrection. Those who put Jesus to death. They will awaken to see him coming. Then they'll die again. As for the righteous, it is the righteous who will look up and go up with him. Those who are in the grave, they will hear the trumpet call. They will wake up, and they will see Jesus coming. So basically, that text is in reference to those who are alive. First resurrection, correct. Okay?